Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, so we are back with another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself and Tamara Judge, and we are recapping The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh my God, it was so good. The music, the suspense, the only thing I don't understand, when were they in Bermuda?
Hold on. Whoever edited the opening
needs an Oscar.
Just give them an Emmy.
Emmy, like, Oscar, I don't know what the difference is.
Whatever.
Give them a Grammy, I don't care.
Things we're never getting.
Yes.
But like that, I had chills. But when they start filming and it starts off where Heather is starting to come, like she's like, no, why? Hold on. And they're slamming doors and
you don't know who it is, right? At the time, you don't know who it is. And then they show her face. At first, I'm like, who is saying this?
Well, then you start to realize she's talking about Jen Shah. And the part that's so confusing to me is, how could she do this to us?
Okay. Right. That Heather, as she put it, I ride hard for Jen. I hate when people talk like that. I hate it. But anyways, I ride hard for Jen. And now she's guilty and she's in jail. And now she's, oh, how could she do this to me? Come on.
One, she didn't do it to you. She did it to all the alleged elderly people.
You weren't the victim, Heather.
And listen, if you would have listened to what anybody else had said, you would have known what she was doing. But I immediately felt happy about that.
I'm confused still. Is there a cast trip? Was that last year on their cast trip that she got that information? Are they going to Bermuda? Like, was it a flashback? Who the hell's in Bermuda and when?
I don't actually know. I don't know. I thought it was a flash forward.
That's what I'm wondering. Flashback, yeah. Flash forward. What is going on?
I think it's a flash forward, but it doesn't totally track.
They must have started filming right after the.
Yeah, that's what I started thinking. Like maybe they must have filmed before even Girls Trip.
Yeah, it's like really quick
because you can see the relationship between Heather and Whitney is still confusing. But we start out the episode with that. Then we get to Lisa getting emotional about her son, Jack, being a senior in high school and how he chose to go on a mission instead of college and how she won't see him for 2 years.
When Jack says he's not like his mom and dad, does that mean they're not into the Mormon religion like he is? Is that what?
I'm guessing it's because they drink alcohol and don't follow.
Well, they're kind of like soft Mormons, right? Like, I'm sure there's a name for it. I don't know what it is, where you still can drink coffee and do all the things and drink alcohol.
You still go to church.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily practicing at that level. Yeah. That being said, what we have seen from him before, he didn't necessarily seem like that was his big thing.
His journey. Yeah.
But as long as he's happy and this is what's making him feel good, great. But
the best part was Lisa in the car with her husband saying, I want to be present in their life. And hold on. I got to take this phone call. And I'm like, oh my God, this is all of us all the time.
Yeah. It's like, hold on. I want to have this very serious conversation.
But yeah, I want to be present in everybody's life. But there's this thing called an iPhone. It really f***s with everybody's life. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Do we believe that Jack didn't confer with his parents about doing a mission instead of college? I actually believe that. I think he probably was like, I'm just
going to. He probably thought that they were going to be upset about it or would prefer him to go to college. And so he just didn't.
I think they want him to go on a mission. I think that's.
Oh, I didn't get that feeling.
But oh, I think if you're LDS, like you want.
Yeah, but they're not hardcore LDS. So that's why she's like upset about it. Is she upset because he's doing it or upset because he didn't tell her?
I think she's upset because she is not 100% LDS the way that he is. And she feels like shame towards that. I have absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear more about it.
This is also a very confusing thing to me. When Meredith says she's upset for Whitney talking about her bathtub. Listen, we've talked about your bathtub a lot, but never once did you use your bathtub as a verb. Mm-mm. Or like as something you were offended that people brought up. Like, yes, we all teased you about your bathtub scene. But were you offended for your bathtub?
No. No, I do think that Whitney was just being funny and it just kind of fell flat. But
is Whitney funny?
I think I like Whitney. I think she's cute. I think she's funny. And I think, like, I don't know. But
you said cute the same way that Jenna said charming about her little tiny.
Okay. I didn't mean it like that. But Meredith mocking Whitney about the bathtub and imitating her voice was kind of funny.
I actually didn't think it was that good of an impression.
Well, it was kind of funny. But okay, so they did a flashback the very first episode of all the different rental properties that Meredith has lived in.
When she said...
Now, I had heard, and I don't believe everything I hear, that she didn't live in Salt Lake City, that every time the show films, that they rent a house.
I do know she has the business in Salt Lake City. And then what I have heard is she comes in and they are stay put when the season's airing. But before we even get to that, why was Heather shoveling snow in a club outfit?
Well, because that will make good TV. Because, you know, she's never shoveled snow. Like Meredith said, we hire people to do that.
Meredith feels like she's coming in this season, like, yes, activated. Like, she's coming in ready.
She looks good. She looks amazing. But you know who really looks good and about 10 years younger?
Mary
Cosby. And she did not disappoint. First episode, and she did not disappoint. Her one-liners are nonstop.
Well, she cut off everyone except Meredith. She says she is in dinosaur mode since she doesn't know what is going on with everyone. Meredith has not spoken to Jen since she went to prison. And Mary says she believes in karma. You get what you deserve. Do we really believe that Meredith and Mary are like pals when they're not filming?
No. No, I thought the same thing. I'm like, no, I don't think so. But Mary laughing when Meredith says Jen's the elephant in prison. She's like, about her son who lives with her could be potentially married and she doesn't know because she hasn't asked him. She just heard a rumor that her son's married.
Well, not only did she say, you know, I haven't had a chance to say that. Then also she says that her husband's out of town for 6 months, she thinks, or something along those lines.
She's like always so flighty about everything she says. But producers, the disrespect that flashed on my screen when Mary popped up, it was labeled Meredith's friend. Come on.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm like, really? You couldn't just say Mary Cosby?
But also, I really feel like I need to attend a couple of Mary's sermons because I just don't understand how she can deliver a message involving God with so much shade.
Well, let's go.
Like, we should, I mean, honestly, you could have your second baptism there, Tam.
Oh, let's do it.
Instead of the montage pool.
I need a second one. Trust me.
Hold on. What pool was your baptism in?
It was at the Balboa Bay Club.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry. They cut out the people that were renting there that were playing in the pool on the other side.
They cut out the kids in swimmies.
Yes.
Throwing their water balloons. I'm dead. Okay.
Oh, so what do we think about Jen's fired assistant, Monica?
Okay. So Monica stepped in to help her. She says Jen asked her one night if she wants to be rich and make $600,000 a year. All she had to do was put this and this in her name, and Monica was weirded out. Okay, so were you weirded out or you kept working for her? Because I'm confused.
I'm confused too. All I can say is she's starting off very well. Strong housewife.
Strong housewife.
The shade, the comment. She's pretty. Like, I feel like she has it.
But then she says that she has a friend in the Secret Service, and he said to get away from Jen. She was arrested 2 months later. This was how Monica became a witness for the federal government and her trial.
So she was
now rat. I can't help but wonder, why else do you bring in somebody else's assistant to become a housewife if you didn't place that little bit of information into the rat people's hands?
Well, right. And I think that the casting was brilliant because we lost Jen Shaw, who was a huge part of the show. We right. now are carrying on with Jen Shaw's assistant, who obviously knows a lot of her dirty little secrets.
I mean, at this point, she should be a funeral director because she knows where all the bodies
all
are buried.
All the bodies.
City. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when she goes, I mean, Jen never said anything positive about Heather. That being said, she's never said anything positive about anyone.
I know. But Lisa's claiming that Monica doesn't look anything like she did before. She was lighter skin, blonde hair. Now she has darker skin and dark hair.
But then they showed the picture and I'm like, all she did was change her hair color, in my opinion.
So how about, let's talk about Angie's mink Fendi bag for $7,000. There was a lot of designer outfits going on in this episode. I'm not buying that they're all real. And you know how much that annoys me. It was a
lot. Angie, we love you. We call you the good Angie. I just want to understand why every pair of sunglasses you own has to cover your entire face.
There's a windshield on her face.
Every single time. Like, I thought it was one pair that she was
maybe
reusing.
Maybe that's her look. She likes that look.
I want to see more.
And I
of
think
her
they
face.
Said, what did they say? Did they say Fendi or Gucci or something across the lens?
I think there
well?
Was Fs or something. Fs, I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe, yeah. But Monica was married, then divorced, married again, and then divorced the same guy twice. She's got four kids, four girls. And so far, I think she's going to be a good addition.
Well, I do think that I'm happy that this is back in action. I also feel like we saw a little bit at the end that maybe Monica may have stepped out on her marriage. Did you get that?
A little assumption? Bit. Indiscretions.
Yeah, there was something.
Or maybe it was him.
No, she made it sound like her.
Did she? Yeah, okay.
She did. I could be wrong, but I mean, very rarely am I wrong.
Oh, let's not go there.
But either way, when Meredith, then we have the Heather and Whitney scene, and then Heather and Whitney are coming together and they're going to throw this party together. Also, I was kind of upset that they're alleging that Whitney and her husband are having issues and like throughout the season.
Well, we talked about it when she's filled in for you. And she seems to say, I mean, she thinks they're fine. Just, you know, like normal marital issues had come to surface. And I don't think anything big and they're good. She even gave him props on the podcast.
About what?
Just being there for her and being a good husband.
All right. Okay. So How do we feel about when Meredith pulls Lisa aside, saying that they have tried to find resolution within their group and that none have gone well for them? And then Meredith asks if they can sit down one-on-one, not in the group.
I mean,
do we see them coming together as friends again?
Well, it's so funny because she does say something about like, I don't hold grudges.
Yeah.
But here we're still talking about two seasons ago. We're talking about bathtub shit and things like that. Like, yeah, I think you do kind of hold a little bit of a grudge.
A little bit. Like, she makes me seem like a casual grudge holder. Yeah. And I hold a freaking grudge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're dead to me. Like, there's grudge isn't even a word in my vocabulary. It's just like, you're cut off, you're done, deceased.
I am so obsessed with Mary. The fact that she sent all those mean text messages.
Oh, to Lisa. Well, and Lisa just read them.
And Lisa reads them off. And they were horrible, right? And then she sees her and she's like, oh, it's nice to see her. That's a really cute jacket you have on.
What about how Lisa
like nothing
goes?
Nothing ever happened.
I don't have a real problem with Mary, but I got some text messages that weren't the nicest. And I thought, I didn't expect for them to be as intense as they were.
They're pretty intense.
I also liked when Monica or whoever it was said, Lisa, like, do you have an off button? And she's like, no, I'm on play mode only. No pause.
Well, here's something that I can't unsee. A lot of people on the interweb have been saying that Jen Pedranti in Orange County looks like Heather Gay. And seeing Heather Gay tonight on the show, or last night, I see it. I totally see it, and I can't unsee it.
Well, I don't know what the interweb is. I think
they could be related.
Let's get the 23andMe out. We've got Courtney and Ralph to get through. We need to know how close Whitney and Heather are. And now is Jen Pedranti. Was Jen ever LDS? If she was, there's a closer chance.
I don't know. But how about when they talk about the book? Who's read the book? And Mary, under her breath, nobody's reading that book.
Well, I actually felt bad. I actually did feel bad that not a single person even pretended to read the book.
Did that book get her that 7,000 square foot house in Salt Lake City? I was so like, huh? So I went online and I went on realtors.com and I pulled up Salt Lake City properties. It's not saying it's cheap, but it's very affordable to live in Salt Lake City.
Well, it's more affordable than LA and Orange County,
for sure.
Absolutely obscene, because we went and looked at houses again in Orange County this past weekend. And I was like, I can't even understand or fathom. And then Edwin's trying to pitch me, school is so much cheaper, so it doesn't matter that this house is this much more expensive.
It probably is cheaper.
School is cheaper in Orange County, but it doesn't matter if the house is.
Yeah. 10 miles.
As Uba says, donkey shit compared to the house we live in now. I don't know. I just can't.
I think Orange County is a little bit more expensive than Encino, right?
Orange County. Well,
I mean, they're both expensive.
When it comes to land, it comes to how much space, like,
well, you're not going to get land. You're not going to, it's very hard to get land in Orange County.
Well, at this point, I'm not going to get land or friendships in Orange County. It's just going to be difficult.
Oh, really?
For me. Yeah.
I think
you and I are on the outs.
Oh, Jesus.
My new bestie, Jen Pedranti, is going to set me up with some new friendships. Anywho.
She has to have friends to set you up with some.
Oh, my God. So then we get to where Meredith says Whitney is the one who started the rumor that Meredith does ketamine. Okay.
Oh, is this a special day talk again? Are we still, Meredith, are we still, haven't we moved on from that?
Okay, but I also want to talk about, I don't know if this is happening across all the United States or solely in Los Angeles, but people have come to me, like reputable high-end type doctors have come to me and asked me if I would do the ketamine treatment for my anxiety. I'm not there yet because I'm scared. I like take a wrong dosage.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
Okay. So there's, you know, Pete Davidson.
I thought it was like drugs.
No, they keep saying Special K, but no, there's a new version called a ketamine treatment where if you had any childhood trauma or you suffer like high anxiety, you go in with a doctor and people are documenting their ketamine journeys, which is like a ashwagandha, whatever that is.
That's
called.
What I was going to say. Is that like ashwagandha? And why wouldn't you just do that?
Because that one, you like puke up your feelings and you're in a field in Mexico.
Think about how skinny you'll be when you're done.
But like that one is like, it's not as monitored, where ketamine, you go in, you are like, I have girlfriends that have gone and done it and they said like, it's changed my life. They're on their SSRIs and these different medications. So SSRIs are like Zoloft, Lexapro, any of those kind of medications. I don't know. I haven't done it yet. Will I never do it? I don't know. If I continue struggling with anxiety the way that I do and doctors keep recommending it to me, maybe I would. But this is the problem. They're explaining it as Special K, as like this club party drug that people did in like the 90s.
So is Special K that drug mixed with other drugs? Is like a mixture, or is it still the same? Ketamine.
Either way, whether you're doing a drug that's prescribed through a doctor and you're being monitored versus you're doing it by yourself on your own medication, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I've never done Special K or ketamine, but I don't think she's alluding to that. Also, I've never heard of ketamine pills or Special K pills that people are taking, but I'm also not a drug expert because I'm very paranoid.
Yeah. Now, a question. Did you miss Jen Shah during the premiere?
No,
not at all. But they did talk about her a lot. I hope to God we don't have to hear about her all season, but it started off great. Good job, girls.
I'm excited. I think it looks beautiful. I think the girls are fun. I want to learn more. I hope they give us more information on Monica. I also wonder why we didn't see any of the bad Angie, if the bad Angie is besties with Heather.
Oh, I forgot about her. Don't miss her.
I know. You don't. But I also am curious.
Is there anybody else missing? Any friends that were on last season? Just the bad Angie, right?
Just the bad Angie.
We shouldn't call her bad Angie. I just don't know her last name.
We don't. Red-haired Angie.
Dana.
Oh!
Dana.
Dana's gone.
Angie Harrington. That's what it is.
Hold on. Dana's gone.
Do you think she's gone?
Yes.
Or maybe she'll resurface?
No, because who is she friends with?
I don't know.
That's how much we don't know.
Okay. Well, this was fun. I am going to get on the road, get home. Back to Orange County from Big Bear and start mentally preparing for the reunion.
I thought you were going to say you were going to mentally prepare for the flashbacks episodes first.
No, Jesus.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because you still need to watch that.
I still have to watch 2 episodes of Orange County, the last 2. And I kind of have a little bit of anxiety in the last 2 episodes. So
am I going to like you more or less as the season?
You're going to love me.
You're going to love me.
You're going to love me.
Bye, Tam. Safe drive home. Bye. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. We were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.